Hey everyone, time for your weekly Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, your host and Divine Purpose guide and spiritual activist. Thanks for joining me today. Well, as you might know, if you know me at all, if an idea gets me fired up, you're going to hear about it more here. Well, that's what happened in a discussion with one of my wonderful clients during a session a couple of weeks ago. She was discussing her intention to forge ahead with some new endeavors in her life, stepping back from some things she's been doing and into something off the beaten path, and yet feeling so right for her and for her husband. As we discussed this plan, which was so exciting for her, she described herself as a pioneer. That was the word she felt led to use as she looked ahead toward this new business and life plan. So the word pioneer just struck such a chord of excitement with me, too. What a wonderful thing to think about. In her case, this might literally mean a bit of roughing it, bringing some things to fruitfulness through ingenuity and using what's available. But thinking of ourselves as pioneers in any purpose that feels inspired really puts a wonderful radiance on it, I think. So a pioneer is described as a person who is among those who first enter or settle a region, thus opening it for occupation and development by others. One who is first or among the earliest in any field of inquiry, enterprise, or progress. I bet none of us generally think of ourselves as pioneers. We think of that as the old settlers in history moving across uncharted land and making that land into farms and communities and systems of survival with the intention also of advancement. The pioneer spirit has that desire to do whatever needs to be done to move forward, to reach that promised land, to make a new life thrive, in spite of no one ever having done it before. We think of pioneers as those who send rocket ships into the sky, traverse uncharted territory in science or invention or whatever. These are either hardy pilgrims or stellar individuals who have accomplished what seemed impossible, making way for the next thing to reveal itself, to unfold naturally. But aren't we all pioneers? Don't you have within you a desire to make an impact in a way that is uniquely you? Has anyone really done that before? It's groundbreaking. And just like the pioneers who use the resources at hand, we're able to do the same. It's about keeping that goal before us, that ideal that matters to us, and cultivating it with our attention, our caring, our daily nurturing and exploration. But being a pioneer may mean getting out of your comfort zone. It may mean being willing to say, yes, no one has done this before in quite this way, but maybe this is the new frontier, and maybe someone needs to be the first, the one who saw things in their own unique way and decided to make it happen because it mattered, because the vision made a difference, and because without it, there is no progress, and progress is God's law. So we want to get in the grooves with that, be supported by that law rather than fighting progress and denying the vision its expression, right? So what am I talking about? Do you have to be an inventor or an explorer? Not in the literal definitions, but maybe in the figurative ones. We need to have an idea of something that looks better than what we are seeing, or more expansive, or simply unseen. I think of artists. They're inventors in the fact that what they produce is unique. It hasn't been seen before, and it comes from a source that is encourage this idea to come to life. And there it is. And it's new. And that's brave, especially if one is willing to share this new idea and its expression. And we're explorers, not simply by going to places that are literally uncharted. You don't have to get on a ship bound for a new galaxy to be exploring new horizons, opening minds to new things. You can be a pioneer by exploring ideas that resonate with you, by giving life to a unique perspective you may have on life, on God, on being, on prayer, on how various qualities can be expressed in a way that is healing. We go along for century upon century stuck in certain patterns of belief. The one that is not only willing to think differently, but to also trust that this is not merely rebellion, but inspiration, may very well be able to change things in a progressive way, just as needed. But we must be willing to see that our ideas are worthy. And the fact that they aren't what seems most normal or most acceptable isn't a sign they need to be hidden or dropped. It may very well be that your idea, your new way of thinking about some old thing, is the new frontier for others. The one that really expands our horizons just when we all needed to advance and to not get too settled in lands we've outgrown. Me and my metaphors. Think about it. Is there a thought or a goal or an idea that just won't let you go? Does it seem far-fetched and yet you can't stop thinking about it? Does it look different than what you're used to? Do you feel like you would really love to get more involved with this concept, this new business, this new idea, this new endeavor, to have it be your purpose and where you put your attention? Take the qualifiers off of it. You are a pioneer. If you feel like you're stuck or like the world is stuck, what would feel like freedom to you? What would look like freedom for your world? What idea or activity makes you feel like it could open new things up in your life and for others if it only got expressed and felt and shared? A pioneer does not have anything that we don't all have. They've just chosen to trust that the land they saw before them, the ideal that called them to discover it, had to be pursued, even if it didn't seem a sure thing, because it just was what had to happen next. It's really about trusting God to lead you forward and to provide for you the various supply of ideas and resources and all else needed to get this new thing off the ground, to fulfill that divine purpose that He gave us. It is about trusting our vision, the one for our world and the one that is just about our own lives too. It's about jumping in and saying, hey, this feels like something I'd like to do or be or spend time with. I don't know how to get there or who will want to go with me, but I feel in my heart that this is truth. Hope this got you thinking a bit and that it made some sense. Truly, being a pioneer is not about huge things. It's about new things. It's about unique things. It's about progress. And that means it's about getting past our doubts and those of others and any timidity we may be feeling and being a pioneer, loud and proud. Enjoy your weekend. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. You can find out more about me and my spiritual guidance coaching services at beingfreenow.com. See you next week.